Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome back to hour number two. We're in the first dipper. I call this one media bias. And I tell you what, some of the stories that have been going out there, you look at what happened during the campaign, like with the editing of the Kamala Harris interview by 60 Minutes and putting out a different answer than what she had actually said. You look at things like when you know, the modern public square now is social media, and you look at what Facebook and the old Twitter did with the Hunter Biden laptop during the 2020 campaign. These things are absolute media bias. When you say you're objective, be objective. Well, one of those in our state right now that irks a lot of us who are on the conservative side is the one that pretends to be objective on all things news, and that's AL.com. And, you know, we had to call them out this week because they literally attacked one of the most beautiful small towns in Alabama. I love the city of Cullman. Great place. I've spent some time over there. I've got friends over there. And right now on the phone, I've got somebody who knows it quite well. State Senator Garland Gudger is a Republican from Cullman. He serves as a state senator for that area. He also, if I'm not mistaken, used to be on the city council, and he's on the phone right now. Garland Gudger, how are you doing?
I'm great, Phil. Great hearing from you, and I appreciate the opportunity to be on your show today.
Yeah, man, thank you. By the way, congratulations. You are the incoming pro tem of the Alabama Senate, selected by your peers, I understand.
Yeah, well, selected by my peers. It's a great honor to be there. I want to make sure that I represent them well and all the people of the state of Alabama. And I'm excited. There's a lot coming my way because of that title and because of that position, but I'm looking forward to it, and I'm starting to work as hard and diligently as I can each and every day to make sure I'm getting ready for session.
Well, and I hope that we can keep that open line of communication going and talk to you about things related to the session as it develops. I know that some bills are being pre-filed already. Y'all go in when, by the way? When's the session start this year?
February 4th. We'll be there. We'll obviously be there a day or two before that, but at the same point, we're going to be there February 4th and then be there for about 3 months, as you well know, being a past senator. You understand the craziness when it gets there, but February 4th this year is our first day.
It's usually the longest 3 months of your life, usually.
You're not kidding. The bandwidth will be worn out by the end of that three-month period, and sometimes you just have to just sit still and just take a deep breath at the end of the session and just like, what in the world? It's just such as a whirlwind. But it's the right thing to do. We get in, we do our business, we get out, we make sure we pass the budgets and what's in the Constitution that we're supposed to do each and every year. So we're blessed to be able to have good people that represent the state of Alabama down in Montgomery.
Hey, and let me ask you this real quick, too, before I get on to the main topic. Senator Greg Reed, who hails from your neck of the woods, he was over in Walker County in that area in Jasper. He was the pro tem. He stepped down recently to take a position in the Ivey administration. Is there going to be a special election for a position, or is it close enough to where they're just going to let it ride out until the next election season? How's that work?
There will be a special election for that coming up. I know that there's Representative Matt Woods is already putting signs out. I went through his district the other day on the way back from Tuscaloosa and saw his signs. He's looking forward to it, but we're still 2 years left in this term. So if it was only 1 year, I would say you are correct.
Yeah.
It would not be a special session, but having 2 years, then we need someone from that particular area to be represented at least for part of this year and next year before we go into election cycle.
That was my thought because the campaign season for the regular election doesn't start until next spring when you're 1 year out from the primary, right?
That is correct. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, hey, listen, let me get over to the main topic at hand. I've been talking about media bias for the last half hour, and on my show this week, we had an epic rant on your behalf, really, from a guy named Scott Buttram. You may know Scott. He's the publisher of the Trustful Tribune. Great guy. But he has been just, and I join him in this, just ticked at the way Cullman was maligned by a story that was run on AL.com that just insinuated that y'all are what they call a sundown town with signs up that tell black people to get out of town by sundown. And am I correct that you were on the city council before you were in the state senate?
I was on the city council for 14 years. I was the youngest city councilman in the history of Cullman. And then after my first term, I became the president of city council for a decade. And so I was through the wet dry referendum. I was through the recreation in kind of the downtown, and then after the tornadoes in 2011 is really when we took off when I was still the president of city council. So I'm very proud of our town. I'm very proud of the people that are here, economic development, the tourism. and everything about our small town. I'm very thankful that I grew up here, worship here, play here, and live here.
Well, and I think rightfully so. And you're also a business owner in downtown. In fact, I love your business. You run a great architectural salvage business, Southern Accents, correct?
That is correct. My father started out of his garage, and that's what you find in Coleman, Alabama, is good, hardworking people. My father was a dean of Wallace State Community College and did this on the side. He did this just to help raise me and my two sisters and put us through college. And then after about 30 years of doing both, he decided to retire, and that's when I took over and decided to do the business full-time in 1999. So this is my 25th year. I've been a small business owner in Coleman, Alabama.
Well, so let me ask you this. You know Dale Jackson, I'm sure, who runs a morning show on WVNN, one of the affiliate stations that I'm on in Huntsville. He's got a $1,000 reward for anybody that can produce one of these so-called sundown town signs. And as far as I know, he hadn't had to pay anybody yet. What's your thoughts on all this?
I'm going to go ahead and put it out there right now. I'm going to match his $1,000 if anybody else does bring it. So now it's up to $2,000 right here on your show. So
nice.
You can hear. All right. So anybody that has one is great. I've done my research, and it's really gotten me interested in truly what is the history of this. And the first time that I found something about Coleman and having a sign was in 1874, believe it or not, in the Montgomery Advertiser. And it talked about people coming into Coleman that had a passion. And if you didn't have a passion for what you did, then you didn't need to be in Coleman. It did not say anything about race at that time.
Wow.
And then from that, it came up again in 1910, 1937. But what's amazing, Phil, is that every one of these articles that I've pulled and did research on, no one has stated that they've seen the sign. It was always a sign that was here before they were started to talk about it, even in 1910. And so there's not a sign out there. It hasn't been a sign. And so when people like this TikTok influencer and then was just copy and pasted on the AL.com front page, it puts a shadow over the hard work and the good people in Coleman, Alabama, that are working to bring people in from tourism to economic development to industry to big box. And Coleman is growing leaps and bounds.
Yeah.
And it's just not fair to the people that are here in Coleman.
No, and I agree. And I mean, I pass through Coleman a lot, and then I stop in Coleman. I've shopped at your store before. I mean, I've eaten at some of the nice little restaurants downtown. I mean, the downtown area has been cared for. You guys have built the new bypass around, so you can bypass downtown if people want to. And you've got lots of industry. But what really strikes me, though, is I have never been there and not felt like the folks that you run into on the sidewalk weren't just good folks. I mean, there's nobody that ever seemed to insinuate that you're not from around here. You know, it never felt that way.
Yeah. The people here are hardworking, blue-collar, sincere, good-hearted people. And it's been that way my whole life. I just grew up thinking everybody was, had that same mentality. It's not always true in every town, but at the same point, Coleman is the epitome of that. And to the point where we've now called the City of Festivals, and we have something every month during the summer, where thousands and thousands of people come here. Obviously, we're the home of Rock the South, over 100,000 people. And this Christmas market, which is what all of this began about on AL.com, is going to bring in over 250,000 people this year over the next 4 weeks. And so for us, for someone just to automatically assume that we're a sundown town in today's society is just asinine to me.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, who would imagine that can even be allowed to happen? Like nobody would ever step up and say, take that sign down. That doesn't represent us. They would just let it. They would drive past it and not think a thing of it. And I'll be honest with you, Garland. I mean, I can remember refuting some of this when I was in the Senate. And one of the things that I said many times, I said on the show too, is Alabama certainly has a checkered past, but I don't think any state has come further than Alabama has. We were not only the cradle of the Confederacy, we were the seat of the modern civil rights era. I mean, there's the things that have overcome much of what we call racism, systemic racism, has been dealt with through Alabama, and we've dealt with it well, in my opinion.
I totally agree. And one step further than that is in my research, I have come to the conclusion and pulled every sundown town in the nation. There was over 10,000 so-called sundown towns nationwide. It's not like Coleman, Alabama, or Alabama was the only one. But if you look back in today's society, I think we've become further married together than it is anything that has a racist past. I mean, we had everything in Alabama's had a checkered past, but today's society, anyone and all are welcome, especially at this Christmas market and every one of our festivals that are here. But again, I'm proud of where we are in today's society, and everyone is welcome here in Coleman, Alabama.
And y'all were also the host site for the Trump rally, am I right?
You are correct, yes. We were the host for that, and there was, as you well know, thousands and thousands of people that came there right after the week after Rock the South 2 years ago, I believe it was, and went off without a hitch. And everything does. The only thing that seems to be causing issues are people from that have never been to Coleman from and that are outside of Coleman wanting to talk about Coleman. And so, you know, I guess we're doing something right because they're talking about us, but the way that they're casting the shadow on us through our past is not fair to any town in Coleman, any town in Alabama, much less my own hometown.
Well, listen, man, this was an easy interview because I know your passion for your community, but let me ask you this with about a minute left. AL.com ran the article. They've taken some heat from groups like me, from Dale Jackson, from Trustful Tribune, from 1819 News. Has AL.com reached out to you at all to say, sorry about that, didn't mean to run that?
They have not, and I don't believe they have contacted the city of Coleman that's putting this on as well, but I believe that there's going to be some type of action being taken if they don't do that pretty quick to the city of Coleman and to the mayor of city of Coleman, Woody Jacobs.
Well, and I think rightfully so. I mean, you can have mass defamation, and this is a case where I would say you have mass defamation.
I would have to agree with you, and I believe there's grounds for that based on the article that was written, and so hopefully something that will be a public apology will be coming soon.
All right, and you got $1,000 on the table too. If somebody can produce a sign, we'll figure it out.
It's coming out from my small business in downtown Coleman. I'll be more than happy to match Dale Jackson's $1,000, so now it's up to $2,000.
All right, well, man, listen, we appreciate you. In case we don't talk to you, Merry Christmas, but thanks for making a few minutes today.
Phil Williams, always appreciate you, my friend. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
See you, bud. We're going to take a break right now, but listen, that I thought that was important. In terms of media bias, they shouldn't be allowed to do this. And it's one of my passions when I travel abroad and people say, Alabama, oh, don't y'all have – No, we don't. Has it been in the past? Of course it has. It's been in every state. But listen, I don't think any state's come further. And Coleman, Alabama is a beautiful little town, and we need to support that event they've got coming up. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.